Welcome to our podcast.
My name's Gianna.
My name's Nicole.
And my name is Maddie.
And we'll be talking about the Six-Day War.
So let's start off with the war. This war started on June 5th, 1967, and ended on June 10th, 1967.
This war happened between Israel and the Arab states of Egypt, Jordan, and Syria.
The Arab states wanted to eliminate Israel because Egypt thought they were going to attack them because of the tension between them and Israel over the years.
Before the Arab states could strike, Israel Defense Forces launched airstrikes that Egypt had not expected. Because of this, Israel successfully gained control of the old city of Jerusalem, which was under Jordanian rule at the time.
But on the first day of the war, Syrian air forces attacked Israel.
And on the fifth day of war, the Israelis gathered enough forces to remove the Syrian threats from the Golan Heights.
So Nicole, I have a question for you. Can a strong nation maintain their power and influence without interfering with other nations' developments?
Well, I think yes, because if the nation is strong enough, it doesn't need to interfere with other nations for help. Also, for a more modern example, North Korea is a very powerful country and haven't really influenced other nations' development.
Well, it's also no because most nations are also weak and need help from other nations who can help them become stronger and overthrow other stronger nations.
Well, another example of yes would be because Israel lost their land and gained it back in the future in the Yom Kippur War without any help but with the financial aid from the U.S. They still did not interfere with other nations' development.
Well, guys, it's more opinion-based than facts. Just because it's your opinion on how well their nations can maintain power doesn't mean other nations would help them in times of need.
Well, moving on, Gianna, who won the Six-Day War?
Well, you see, Nicole, Israel won by claiming the West Bank Gaza Strip. They also absorbed 1 million Palestinian Arabs. Now, Nicole, I have a question for you.
All right, go ahead.
Did you ever find a song based on the Six-Day War?
Yes, I did. Here's a little clip of it.
All right, when we get back, we will talk a bit about the lyrics. Okay, we are back, everybody. I hope you enjoyed the little clip of ours.
So, we've analyzed the song and found that it's talking about each day escalating tension and violence, unfolding to a war, each day worse than the other.
I agree with what you say, Nicole, but the song is also like a bittersweet song.
Also, the lyric that gets to me is, "Tomorrow never comes until it's too late." It's like trying to call the people to prepare for the future.
Each day is like a series of events. This war may have ended, but there are other major conflicts because of it.
Now that we've got the song out of the way, let's get into the facts.
First fact.
This war was one of the biggest underdog victories, meaning they thought they had little to no chance of winning, but won anyways.
Moving on to the second fact.
This war still created a series of problems that contribute to the Arab-Israel relations to this day.
Last but not least, the third fact.
Israel's participation in the invasion of Egypt during the Suez Crisis of 1956 continued to be significant grievances for the Arab world.
Okay guys, I hope you liked this little segment that we did. The main purpose of this segment is to educate those who don't know what's going on outside of the war and how other countries are being affected by the Cold War, and this conflict is still to this day affecting those in the Middle East and in the United States. Okay, that's the end of our podcast. Hope you enjoyed it. See you next time. Bye.
First source, history.com.
Second source,
The Six-Day War Song by Bagshot.
Third source,
sixdaywar.org.
Fourth source,
thehindu.com.
Fifth source,
historystate.gov.
Sixth source,
bbc.com.